Well, grab your Bibles this morning and turn to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Sometimes people give you directions to get somewhere and you just have that deer in the headlight look. They say things like, go over this road, turn at the big tree, follow it to the red house, then turn left, right again. And I'm just like, what's the address? I got a GPS. You know, in moments like that, I plug it into the GPS, and the GPS guides me. The GPS gives me step-by-step instructions to get to the place where I'm going. The GPS takes away the mystery of how to get from point A to point B. You know, to those who don't know Jesus, the kingdom of God is a mystery. It's just like someone saying, go to the big tree and turn right, left, backwards, forwards, left, right, two. And you're just like, huh? Well, to those that don't know Jesus, the kingdom of God is like that. However, he has given us guides to help us navigate how to get to where we need to go. God has given us the ability to know and to understand and apply the kingdom of God to our lives. God does not leave us to figure out things on our own. As we continue to look at the kingdom of God, we will see that as children of God, we can understand the truths of Scripture. And that should encourage us this morning. Sometimes we believe that the Bible is complicated and complex, and in some ways it is. But God, in His incredible love for us, has given us the ability to understand His Word. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 10. But when He was alone, those around Him with the 12 asked Him about the parable. And He said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Let's pray. Lord, I do thank you for this passage. I thank you for the honor to stand and preach this passage. And I pray that everything that I say this morning would point to the holiness of your great and awesome name. Lord, I pray that today we would see how great and incredible you are. And that we would be able to see and understand the mystery of the kingdom of God as it is given to us to understand. Lord, I pray that you would help me to preach and teach in a way that is powerful, but yet easy to understand. And Lord, I do pray that you would be with us, that you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand your word. Lord, may I sit down and you stand up. May you move, Holy Spirit, as only you can. It's in the beautiful name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen. So the first question that arises is, why parables? It says, but when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. So they're asking him about this parable. Jesus had just shared with the people the parable of the sower. This is the parable where the sower goes out, sows seed, some falls on this ground, some falls on that ground, some falls on this, and some falls on that. There are four different soils where the ground falls, and only one actually produces fruit. And so this is where he talks about that, and he shared that there was only one ground that the seed would actually lead to growth, and that was the good soil. There was four soils, and only one was good. After most of the crowd had gone, there was a group with Jesus and the 12, and they ask him about the parable. And they're not just asking about this parable, but they're in a sense asking about parables in general. Jesus, why do you use this technique? What is the purpose of parables? Well, as we read through the Gospels, we see that Jesus often taught in parables. A parable is a story that is used to get a point home. Every parable has one central point. Now, it might have some subpoints, but every single parable in the Bible has one main or central point. Parables would use illustrations familiar to the people of the day, such as tossing out seeds and landing in different places. That was a common practice. Parables would show if someone was truly listening to Jesus, because if they didn't understand, they would ask, "Lord, what's this mean?" If we were to look at the parable of the sower, we would learn that the main point is the soil of one's heart. Do you have good soil that will accept the truth of the word of Jesus and give your life to Him? Or will the seed fall by the wayside? If we were to do a deep dive into that parable, that's the central point. That's the main point. What is the soil of your heart? Only one soil leads to repentance and forgiveness and surrendering one's life to Jesus. Jesus wanted those who followed Him to know and understand the truth. He even says in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." As we understand the parables of Jesus, we can better understand who He is, the love He has for us, and how we are to respond to Him in obedience. And so Jesus would teach in parables. And often these parables would teach a central point, and it would leave some with a mystery. But what Jesus says next is incredible and powerful. He says that we get the mystery. And He said to them, "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables." Well, one incredible truth that we see in this text is that there's only two kinds of people in the world. Every single person can be broken down into one of two categories. We often try to group people by race, religion, or region. You know, we try to segregate and separate and try to say there's all these different peoples and all these different kinds, when biblically there's only two types of people. Those inside the kingdom and those outside the kingdom. Sometimes they're called sheep and goats. But the Bible is very clear that when it comes down to eternity, your race does not matter. Your region that you're from does not matter. Your gender does not matter. When it comes down to eternity, when it comes down to standing before holy God, the only thing that matters, are you inside or outside? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? All people who have ever lived, all people who live now, and all people who will ever live fall into one of these two categories. You either know Jesus and you're in the kingdom, or you don't know Jesus and you're outside the kingdom. And the answer that Jesus gives those that are there is a message of hope for those that are inside the kingdom and a message of warning to those who are outside the kingdom. He says that the mystery of the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. Last Sunday, we did a deep dive into what the kingdom of God is. You know, we learned that it is the power of God ruling our lives as disciples of Jesus. We learned that the kingdom of God is spiritual and not physical, that it is the power of God living in us, ruling in us, and helping us to follow after Him. Understanding the secret or understanding the mystery of the kingdom of God takes more than just hearing what Jesus has to say. It takes faith. Not only do we need to hear what Jesus is saying, but we need to believe what He's saying. We need to believe it to the point that we do something about it. You know, when you truly believe something, you do something about it. You know, if you believe that you're in love with someone, you go out of your way to show them that love. If you believe that you cash this check and it'll give you the amount that's on it, you actually go and cash the check. True faith, true belief requires action. And so we can't just hear what Jesus has to say. We actually have to believe it enough that we do something to change our lives. We must believe what Jesus says to the point that we're like, you know what? I'm going to live my life for Jesus. I'm going to follow after Jesus. I'm going to do what Jesus has called me to do. It takes faith. We are to put our faith in Jesus. And most importantly, we must believe that Jesus is the key to the kingdom. Jesus doesn't have the keys to the kingdom. He is the key. Because Jesus is the only way that you and I can enter into the kingdom of God. We enter into the kingdom of God through His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Through His incredible blood shed on the cross for our sins. Apart from Jesus, we cannot enter into the kingdom. And as followers of Jesus, we can understand the beautiful truths about the kingdom of God. To fully understand the kingdom's mystery, we are to live out what we have learned. You can listen to me talk about Jesus and your need to surrender your life to Him week after week and still walk away unchanged. I can stand up here until I'm blue in the face and say the only way to heaven is through Jesus. And you need to give your life to Him. You need to accept His precious blood. And you can walk away unchanged. I can get up here week after week after week and talk about how we need to live for Jesus. How Jesus should be our number one priority in our lives. How we should make time in the Word a priority. How we should make time with Jesus a priority. And you can still leave unchanged. There's a difference between hearing and applying. Real life change, real transition, when the kingdom of God truly gets a hold of us, change happens. We are not the same that we once were. We must hear the truth and apply it to our lives. The ones who understand are the ones who apply. If you have given your life to Jesus, then the mystery of the kingdom is for you to know. And this is an incredible, powerful truth. God wants us to know Him. God wants us to know Him deeply. God wants us to know Him intimately. So let me ask a fun question. Do you think God would be more, do you think He would be happier if you read a translation that you could understand and actually apply its teaching to your life, or if you just read the King James because that's what you always did even if you can't understand it? Do you think God would get more glory if you actually read something you could understand and apply it to your life? You know, people will often ask me, what's the best translation? And my response is what I learned from another person. The best translation is the one you'll read. It's the one you'll read. And so God wants us to understand. God wants us to know Him. And in our world today, we have so many tools to help us do that. We have multiple translations. Yes, there are some bad ones out there, but most of them are really good. We have commentaries. We have online Bible software. There's even free software. There's all these things that we have at our fingertips that God has graciously given us to help us understand the mystery. But there are also those that are outside of the kingdom. And they don't understand the truth of Jesus. They do not understand that He is the only way. To tell them that Jesus is the only way to heaven does not work well for them. They want to believe that there are multiple ways to heaven. They want to believe that, you know, it's whatever works for you. That's not true. There's only one way, and it's Jesus. Those outside do not understand that it's not by works, but by Jesus. There are a lot of people that believe they can work to earn their salvation, but the Bible is very clear that it's by Jesus. They do not understand why we live and act as we do. How often are Christians under attack for what they stand for and what they believe because the world does not understand? To them, we are crazy and confused. But one of the kingdom's great truths is that we get to choose if we want to be a part of it. See, I mentioned that there are two types of people, those inside the kingdom and those outside the kingdom. The incredible love of God gives us the ability to choose which category we want to fall under. We get to choose if we want to be inside the kingdom or outside the kingdom. God does not force us to choose him. Sadly, many out there don't want to know the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They want to believe what they believe and not concern themselves with what the Bible says. Now, I've even had people say, well, that's not what I believe. You know, and there are some people that change things to make it say what they want it to say. But we need to understand that the Bible has been given to us, and we need to form what we believe around what the Bible says, not form the Bible around what we believe. And sadly, so many people form the Bible around what they believe instead of forming what they believe around what the Bible actually says. And so they don't understand. They don't get it. The people in the days of Jesus were seeing the miracles. They were hearing his teaching. But for many, it was not taking root in their heart. Remember, the parable of the sower, the main point is the soil of the heart. When the soil was good, the message was received, and people surrendered their heart and their life to Christ. Sadly, many in that day didn't have good soil. The heart with the good soil would see the truth and come into the kingdom and no longer be outside. Those with bad soil would reject the truth, stay on the outside. We can think that God is unjust or unfair by leaving people on the outside. Some people will say, well, how could a good and loving God leave people on the outside? It's because he's loving and good. Some have to be left outside because God is just and fair. Some have to be left outside because God is good. Some have to be left outside because God will not let sin go unpunished. We have gotten into this world where we have desensitized and downplayed sin. Sin is an utter offense in the face of God. Sin is a real deal. It is not something to be taken lightly. It is not something that we just shake off. Oh, the Bible says honor mom and dad. I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to do what I want. The Bible says don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together is the habit of some. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want. Yeah, we have downplayed sin and don't realize just how serious it is. How serious is sin? Go to the cross. The cross shows us how serious sin is. Sin is so serious that Jesus had to die. But yet we play it off like it ain't nothing. We don't watch what we say. We don't watch how we say it. We don't watch how we talk to one another. We don't show each other kindness. We don't show each other love. It's just like, what in the world? Sin must be punished. And some have to be left on the outside because they choose to reject Jesus. Here's the beauty of Jesus. You know, we've already discovered that we have issues. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. We all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all make mistakes. But God loves us so much that he sent Jesus. And when we accept Jesus, all that sin is forgiven. And we are invited into the kingdom of God. Even though I am a sinner, even though I mess up, even though I make mistakes, God, in his great love, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, has brought me in to the kingdom. They are outside, not because God makes them, not because God is unjust or unfair. They are outside the kingdom because that's where they choose to be. They're outside the kingdom because they don't want to come in. And that is not a good place to be. Well, as we think of the kingdom of God, we see that there are those inside and outside. But we also see that not everybody understands. As we look at the last verse, it says, so that seeing, verse 12, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Even though we are given the mystery of the kingdom, we don't always understand it ourselves, do we? You know, Jesus is quoting Isaiah 6, 9 through 10 here, which says, and he replied, go, say to these people, keep listening but do not understand, keep looking but do not perceive, make the minds of these people dull, deafen their ears and blind their eyes, otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their minds, turn back and be healed. In the kingdom, not all will perceive. So the first thing that we see is not all will perceive. The New King James says, seeing they may see and not perceive. The NLT or the New Living Translation says, when they see what I do, they will learn nothing. People saw what Jesus did. They saw his great power, yet they didn't learn the truth. Many of that day did not see Jesus for who he was. They did not understand that he was the Messiah. And because of that, instead of accepting him, they rejected him. Today, the same is true. Many hear the truth of Jesus. They see his power in the word and still do not fully understand that Jesus is the only way to heaven. I have two very powerful questions that I need to ask this morning. Do you see the truth of who Jesus is? First of all, do you see he is the Savior? Do you understand that he is the only way to heaven? Do you understand that apart from a relationship with him, we spend an eternity in hell? Do you see that Jesus is the Savior? Second, do you see Jesus is Lord? Do you see that he's the master of your life? Do you see that he's the one that's in control? That he is the one that gets to make the decisions. That he is the one that we are to follow after and obey. Do you see the truth of who Jesus is? Do you see and perceive? Or do you see and not perceive? Do we understand the truth? In the kingdom, not all will understand. NKJV says, in hearing, they may hear and not understand. NLT, when they hear what I say, they will not understand. If we continue reading the text, we see that the 12 and those there did not understand the parable. And they asked Jesus to explain it. And Jesus explains it to them. The seed is the word. The soil is the status of one's heart. And so we continue to read and Jesus explains the parable. Even those of us in the kingdom don't always understand the truths of the Bible, and that's okay. Often, we need to have things explained to us. Sometimes we need things explained because of how it is written. And that's where different translations come in. As we look at different translations, it helps us understand what God is saying to us. Sometimes we need things explained because we don't understand the culture of that day. We must remember that the Bible was written to a specific people in a specific time in a specific place. And so sometimes we don't understand, well, what's going on in the original culture? They are Bible background commentaries to help with that. Sometimes we need things explained because we just ain't paying attention. And sometimes it comes down to the fact that we're just not listening. And sometimes we need things explained because we turn our ears off. After all, the truth of God hurts our feelings sometimes. So there are times that we just turn our ears off, and so we need things explained. There are times when those of us inside the kingdom do not understand the secrets of the kingdom or the mystery of the kingdom. For example, we struggle with the Trinity. That is so hard and difficult for us to understand sometimes. How can God be three and one? To us, that doesn't make any sense. We struggle to understand eschatology, or the study of end times. We struggle with, why do bad things happen? Why did this happen to this kid? Why did that happen to that? We who are inside the kingdom struggle with these things. Well, what is the difference? The difference is that even though we don't understand, even though we struggle, we trust Jesus. Even in the midst of understanding, we're like, you know what? I don't get it. I don't understand. God, explain it to us. Here we see that those around Jesus, they didn't understand the parable. So they come to Jesus and say, what's this about? That's what we need to do. We believe what we read in the Bible because it's God's word to us, even if we cannot fully understand it. Most importantly, we seek the help of the Holy Spirit to help us understand the word of God and apply it to our lives so that we can hear, understand, and live lives that bring honor and glory to God. Better than any commentary, better than any other translation, better than anything at all, the best help to understanding the word of God is the Holy Spirit. We should never pick up the Bible and read it without first praying, Holy Spirit, enlighten me to your word. Because after all, he was the one that helped write it. Who better to help us understand the Bible than the Holy Spirit of God? And we have that incredible, awesome tool. God has given us everything that we need to know him. God has given us the written word. God has given us the Holy Spirit so that we might know the mystery or the secrets of the kingdom of God. And so that leads to our final question. Do we turn to Jesus? In the kingdom, not all will turn to Jesus and be forgiven. The New King James says, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. The NLT, otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. If we understood the mystery of the kingdom, we would turn to Jesus. It's when we understand the mystery, when we understand the secret, when we understand that Jesus is the key, when we see Jesus for who he is, when we see Jesus as the Savior, when we hear what Jesus says and we understand that he is the only way to heaven, then and only then do we come into the kingdom and have our sins forgiven. Often, those outside the kingdom do not understand because they don't want to. We can see this verse and think that God is harsh in teaching parables so those outside don't turn and find forgiveness. Well, it looks like Jesus is saying, well, I speak in parables so those outside can't come in. That's not the point. There needed to be judgment upon the people because of sin. Again, sin is offensive to God and must be dealt with. We must understand that Jesus is the key, the secret, and the one who takes away our sins. This does not mean God does not want them to turn to him and find forgiveness. The Bible is very clear that God wants all people to come to know him. But what it does mean is God knows the hardness of their hearts. If you go back to the story of Moses in Egypt, you will see that Pharaoh kept hardening his heart. And that's what he kept doing. So eventually God's just like, all right. And God just hardened it more. It wasn't because God was a bully. It was because Pharaoh had already decided what he wanted, and God gave him what he wanted. God knew the hardness of the heart of the people. God knew that they didn't want to know the truth about the Savior. God knew that they were more concerned about their tradition, their way, and their wants. God knew that they weren't interested in the truth of what the Bible actually has to say. And so, he gave them what they wanted and taught in parables. They would seek to understand what the parables meant if they truly wanted to know. If we truly want to know something about the Bible, we'll ask. We'll seek answers. Jesus asked what the... After all, isn't that what his followers did? They didn't understand. So they came to him and said, Jesus, what's it mean? The mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to us to understand. God wants us to read his word, understand it, and apply it to our lives. At times, this does take work on our part. We must work to understand the text. We must work to understand the culture. And we must work to understand the context of the passage. In order for us to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, it's not just an aha moment. We actually have to work at it. We have to read the Bible. We have to study it. We have to research. We have to look things up. We have to talk about it with other people. Hey, I was reading this the other day. What do you think about it? However, those outside the kingdom don't get it. They don't hope. They don't have the hope and peace we have in Jesus, and they don't understand how he makes such a difference in our lives. Has Jesus made a difference in your life? How has your life changed because of Jesus and becoming a part of the kingdom? It's up to us to show them the truth of Jesus and help them understand. It's up to us to help them come into the kingdom. What is God saying to us today? Do you understand the mystery of the kingdom? The mystery of the kingdom is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood, and when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, then and only then are we allowed into heaven. That's the secret. That's the mystery. Jesus. Do we see who Jesus is? Do we see who Jesus is? Is he just a good teacher? Is he just a prophet? Is he just a good person? Is he just the Son of God? Or is he God in the flesh? Is he the way, the truth, and the life? Is he our Lord, our Savior, and our Messiah? Do we hear the truth and understand it to the point of obedience? Do we hear what the Bible says? Do we hear the words of Jesus and actually apply them to our lives? Have you come to Jesus for forgiveness? Have you ever made that decision to give your heart and your life to him? The kingdom of God is open to everybody. The question is, are you inside the kingdom or outside the kingdom? The choice is up to you. Lord, we do this. Thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful text that you give to us in your word. And Lord, we thank you for the incredible kingdom of God that we're able to be a part of. And we're so grateful that we're able to understand the truth of your word. We're so grateful that we're able to understand the mystery or the secret of the kingdom of God. We're so grateful that you have given us your word, that you have given us your Holy Spirit, that you have given us incredible resources so we can better read and learn and know and understand and grow. And I pray that you would help us to do just that. I pray that you would help us to live in this world as kingdom-minded people. I pray that we would seek to follow after you with all that we are and seek to bring others into the kingdom from the outside. And I pray that you would help us to better understand your word and apply it to our lives. And Lord, if there's someone here today that does not know you, I pray today would be the day that they would come, that they would say, I need Jesus, and that they would surrender their heart and their life to him. But we thank you and we love you. It's in the beautiful name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen.